My MP, Tess Armstrong, filling in for Glenn Ridge, who you just heard from Canada. Lives a good life, that guy. Well, you know, another man that lives a good life. I don't know about you, but when I was little, I don't know if that was yesterday to you, I'm only 24, but I believed everything I was told on TV, and I thought chefs worked really hard, split shifts like 24 hours a day, swearing all the time like Gordon Ramsay. And now I grew up in the media, and I know it's a big fat fib because I'm crossing live to the executive chef of the European Group of Venues on Spring Street. He's on the creek course of the 13th Beach Golf Club. Ian Curley, how are Hello. You?
Good morning, how are you?
Working hard?
No, well, it might not be work to you, but it's work to me. It's a bit like, you know that last song you played, the Meatloaf song,
yeah.
2 out of 3?
Yeah.
I've hit 2 out of 3 today.
Have you? Not going well?
Oh, it's up and down. I've got some good partners. I'll talk about them in a minute. But they've been fantastic. They've carried me.
Do you play golf? Like, is that a thing you do?
I love it. It's my therapy and my vice.
Really? So what is it that's so relaxed? Because I get really frustrated because I don't have any precision. That's the thing I lack. And so golf is not good for me because it's like baseball. I hit it like it's a baseball. You know, I'm just not very good at it.
The thing with golf for me, and I don't know if how the listeners go about it. And I mean, a lot of people probably won't like it. It takes a bit of time to get into it. And also, wherever you are, I don't think about work when I'm here. I'm not thinking about the European. I'm not thinking about staff issues. I'm not thinking about anything like that. All I'm thinking about is my bloody golf swing. It takes your mind right off it. And also, you actually play against yourself. And the course, it's not against an opponent, though playing my mates, we do play for a shilling or two.
Yeah.
And we get right into it like that. And it's also, you kind of dedicate yourself to golf. And I think it's an obsessive sport. You're always trying to go better, 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 better. And then you reach your plateau and you go, that's as far as I can go. And I like the fact that it's out. It's a long time walking. And, you know, my thing this year is exercise and being healthy.
Yeah.
It's great for me.
Well, I think so too. And plus, it's very different playing golf in the middle of a paddock rather than playing at 13th Beach, which is such a nice golf course. Like, it's gorgeous even to go for dinner there and hang out. So it's probably good. Are you playing in a tournament today, the Vic Open or something?
Well, it's the Vic Open. So the great thing about this tournament is, they've got the guys and the girls playing. So the professionals, all the professionals, the males and the females are playing down here. They play on two different courses Thursday, Friday. And on Saturday, if you make the cut, they get to play together. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get to see the grace and precision of the female golfers and then the big hunky males. And, you know, they hit it a little bit further than me, but they're here on the weekend. So you get it all. And to me, playing with the female golf, it's a lot better because it's more similar to my game, only they still hit it past me.
Yeah. So that's huge. You're like in a competition. That's good.
Yeah, it's a pro-am, so you get invited to play in it. And because I love golf, I was lucky enough to be invited to that. So it's fantastic, and I'm loving it.
Oh, it's very exciting. Did you get really good at it because of the kitchen? You know how chefs always have, like, really strong wrists and hands and forearms? Is that why you're so good?
I didn't say I was any good. No, I'm no good. I just love the game. I'm rubbish at the game, but I just love the idea that you're out. You're not, like, in cooking itself, you can spend 18 hours a day in the kitchen just working, and just that's all you do. You need that escape. You need that escape away from cooking so you can at least say, you know what, I'm away from it, I'm out, I'm getting some sort of exercise. I mean, you know what they say about taking time to smell the roses?
Yeah.
That's what it's about. And that's very, very important. With any career, you can be forever, you know, in a kitchen or accounting and stuff like that. But people just like the idea of going out for a walk and walking around a course and just the golf course is a beautiful part of the land. Well, I'm a member down at the National. There's no better place. I don't think there's a much better place in Victoria.
No, and before we go on to talk about who you're playing with today, you have a great giveaway today and again on Monday. So I want to get you to talk about this so that our listeners can get on the phone.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, Innocent Bystander, the beautiful winery, which is Giant Steps out in the Yarra Valley, gave me some wine to give away because I'm a nice guy, can you imagine? And there it is to give away. So our listeners can ring in or we can give it away or you choose.
All right, well, all right. Well, I am in control. I've got to be more. I've got to be tougher. So today we're going to give away a 4-bottle pack of Innocent Bystander wine, which includes 2 bottles of Pinot Noir, 1 bottle of Pinot Gris, and a bottle of Pinot Rosé. Which sounds so delicious. And if I could throw my voice and be on my mobile at the same time, I'd probably be calling in. But the phone number is 9427 1377, 9427 1377. And the first caller today gets that pack. So ring in now, talk to the producer, get yourself some wine. And that could, yeah, that's a way to smell the rosé. Yeah,
very good. Did you just say snort then, the rosé? Or
smell the rosé.
Oh, okay. Now, the good thing about it is this wine is fantastic. Believe you me, if I wasn't on FabFast, I'd be inhaling it.
How's FabFast going? Are you finding it easy?
No. No. And that's another thing. I mean, the great thing about, another thing that I like about golf is you tend not to have a big night the night before you're going out. If you're going out in the morning, like I was up this morning at 5:30 to get down to Geelong this morning at 7. So my thinking is you don't have too big a night. And also, it's just, you know, it kind of just puts everything in perspective when you're like that. And as you get older, the big nights are less big because you don't want to do it as much.
Yeah, the punishment might be a bit too harsh. Now, just letting everyone know, the wine's already gone. So I'm sorry, but we will be giving away more on Monday. So save your fingers, save your frustration, and call again on Monday and get some wine then. Yeah. Who are you playing with today, Ian?
Well, luckily, I mean, another thing, a great thing about golf, you get to meet a good cross-section of people. I'm playing with a Geelong footballer, so a guy called Mitch Duncan.
Oh, yeah, we know Mitch Duncan.
And fantastic. Beautiful guy. Well, not a beautiful guy like that, but really nice guy, and not what you would expect a Geelong footy player to be.
Expect him to be?
Well, I'm a Collingwood supporter, so I think they're going to be thugs. And it's got to be said, between Mitch Duncan and Tom Hawkins, that twice now that I've played with Geelong players, and they have been exceptional. Exceptional gentlemen as well. And I'm really, like I said, I'm surprised because footy's had a bit of a bad rap recently about their behaviour. Not of these two. Tom Hawkins and Mitch Duncan have been fantastic. Well, really, really good.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Geelong, so it's nice to hear that they're getting a good rap.
He's a good guy, and he hits it a mile. And also playing with a young girl, professional, called Courtney Massey. Beautiful young girl. And 22, 23, out of the Gold Coast, originally from Melbourne. Hits it past me, just about though, getting close, but she hits it past me. And really nice young girl, friendly, whole thing, chatting away. And you just don't get that with other sports. You don't get to do pro-ams at the tennis where Federer comes on and have a hit out with him. You know, these are people you can walk next to on the golf drive, on the golf range over the weekend and say, I'm out here. These are, proper stars, That's why they say the heading is that the stars of tomorrow. These people are going to be on the pro tour soon and they'll be getting millions of dollars in sponsorship. You can wander around and have a chat to them over the weekend at the Vic Open. Amazing place.
It's quite amazing because I think about being 22 and thinking of the time you have to put into becoming a superstar at golf, because it's a lot of time.
Absolutely.
A lot of time and a lot of effort. So it's quite great to hear that people are thinking about that.
Rory McIlroy just signed a $250 million deal with Nike, okay? And he's 23 years old. Now, if there's any reason, get out and practice and all that sort of stuff. And he's a nice young man, and the great thing with that, it's beautiful. And, another guy we're playing with, he runs Club Car, which are those things that we ride around in the carts, even though I walk around the corner. As you know, I need it. But they're there. And just really good cross-section of people, like a footy player, a guy who sells electric carts, and Courtney, who's playing really well. She's a good chance of playing this weekend in the final weekend. And also, but my tips for the weekend would be David McKenzie to win the men's and Tammy Durden to win the women's. So I've been watching them, and they're playing very, very well.
Well, you heard it here first. Ian, I'm not going to keep you any longer. You need your rest and you need your relaxation. You need to be out there playing golf again. Sorry.
Thanks very much.
Have a wonderful rest of the day.
See
you next week. That's Ian Curley from the European venues. He's having a golden time doing what I didn't think chefs did, and that's be out in the daylight having a really lovely time. So I'm really glad about that. And congrats to Dave Brown of Paterson Lakes, who took away that bottle of wine pack, but there will be more to give away next week. So keep listening.